Now the thing you put the food in for a hog would be what?
A trough.
If you had three or four of them, you'll say, I had three or four
troughs.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you are going to do with him? Do you have another name?
No, I can't say. I know what
you
can say.
All right. Would you use the same term for a horse, a cattle, or a tomcat?
Right.
Noise made by a calf when it is being weaned, that you say the calf began to what?
Moo.
Gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time, the cow begins to
moo.
Gentle noise that a horse makes, the horse begins to
quinkle. That's what I say about home.
Okay.
Make a funny noise.
Okay. You've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they are getting hungry, you will have to go out and
feed them.
All right. If you are going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for them all? You are going out to feed the
flock.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting.
The place where they live is called
a chicken house.
If it is just a little rude shelter built out in the open for the little chickens to run under out of the rain, it's called what?
Cook.
When thinking about eating chicken, what is the part that the children like to have so that they can pull it apart to see how it will break?
A pull-up bone.
What do you call the inside part of the chicken that you eat? The liver, the heart, and the gizzard. You call it chicken what?
Chicken guts.
Inside part of the pig or calf that you eat?
Yeah, you call them chillin'. And try for a cow.
The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stir sausage in is called
a caper. That's a chicken.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is
time to feed.
How do you call your cows to get them from the pasture?
You call them quarter.
All right. To make them stand